All right. Well, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all of the wisdom literature. Well, we only have 5 verses for us this morning. Proverbs chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Let's have some coffee. We'll pray and we'll get into God's Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for your word. And we pray that as we read your word this morning, you would be our teacher. Lord, let us know knowledge and bury wisdom in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, put my coffee down there and we'll go over here. Here we go. Proverbs chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. What do you guys think that's teaching us?
Don't speak harsh.
Comes to you, don't speak harsh to them. Speak like soft words, like, oh hi, like not like.
Yeah. What do you think, Daniel?
Like, don't be like, hey, that be like. Hey, hi.
Yeah, speak nice, right?
And that is my toy.
Yeah, speak nicely and kindly to people. Good. All right, verse 2. Nathan, you want to read verse 2?
The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of the fools pours forth foolishness.
All right, what do you think that's talking about?
The tongue of the wise is like using wisdom like very well, like using the wisdom, not just like learning all the wisdom and then just okay, I've got this wisdom, and like you might be able to use this wisdom, but you're like, oh, I've learned this wisdom, so I don't need to use it.
That's right. Hey, Ellie, you need to use wisdom now. You can listen to God's wisdom instead of reading those books. Okay, let's read verse 3. Deborah, can you read verse 3?
The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping a watch on the evil and the good.
All right, what do you think that's teaching, Deborah?
God is looking everywhere. He's looking at the evil and he's looking at the good people.
But only in heaven, right? You think God's looking at people even in the grave? What about if somebody went to the highest mountains? Could they escape the Lord?
Nope.
What if they went down to the deepest of valleys?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I know. If I put on a bunch of scuba diving gear and I go down to the Marianas Trench, the deepest valley and the deepest of the oceans, could I get away from God there?
Mm-mm.
No? His eyes are on everyone, everywhere? That's right. God is. You want to know the word for that? Omniscient. And omnipresent. God knows all things and God is present
like,
everywhere.
Even if I put on the best blending clothes, God would still find.
Yeah, if you put on the best blending clothes, the best camouflage, you could never play hide and seek with God, could you?
Did Adam try to do that?
Mm-hmm. Did Adam try to hide from God?
Mm-hmm.
Did God find him?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. All right, verse 4. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit. Do you guys know that you could give life with your tongue? Can you build people up with how you talk? Uh-huh. But what happens if there's perverseness in someone's tongue? What can that do to someone?
It can make them cranky.
Yeah, it can make them cranky. It can make them cry. Can you hurt people with your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you could. Yeah, so God tells us, let no unwholesome word come out of your mouth, but only what is good for building others up, that you might impart grace to those who hear. Good. Okay, let's do verse 5.
A fool despises his father's instruction, but he who receives correction is prudent.
All right, what does a fool do?
So he does something bad, and his father says no, and he's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, he just doesn't care about what his dad says, right? Dan Dan, what do you think this is talking about?
It's talking like about if like a dad says something like, "Hey, hey, let's do a chore. Oh, let's do it. Maybe you should do your chore." When he was like, whatever.
Yeah, if a kid didn't care about what his daddy was teaching him.
And him said, "What time we play and teach?" And him dad said, "Okay, fine."
Well, that's not exactly. It's more like the daddy said, "No, it's not time to play hide and seek. We need to go to church." And the boy went and hid instead. Would that be wise? Mm-hmm. No.
Because then he would get wet.
That's right. But a prudent son, you know what a prudent son does?
He is like, "Yes, daddy," and he goes to it real quick.
That's right. He listens to his daddy's correction and does it quickly. That's right. I hope that we're those types of children that will use words to build others up, that will speak wisdom. Are you the type of person that hears the discipline of your Heavenly Father and turns towards Him and listens to Him? How do you speak to others? Are you quick to vent all your anger? As verse 15 says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Do you stir up anger with your words, or do you use your words as a tree of life? You guys ready to pray? Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for your word. Thank you that you are our Heavenly Father and that you instruct us. God, we pray that we would listen to you, that we would listen to your rebuke, and that the mouths that you've given us, God, we pray that you would fill them with good words. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may the Lord bless you today. May you walk in the grace of Jesus Christ. May you show the grace of Jesus Christ. And may you live today in His peace. You guys want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye. See you tomorrow.